You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, so we've been talking about how we can discern God's will, right, throughout this entire week. And so we're coming to the conclusion of our lesson today. Knowing His will is only a part of the process, right? And the next step is obedience. Living out God's will requires action, and that can often feel daunting. And so we know that living in obedience is what transforms our lives. That's what impacts the world around us. So let's talk about how to actually take that first step, despite that daunting feeling that you might have all around it. My pastor, good morning and welcome back once again.
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Pastor. Thank you so much for joining us once again this morning. I hope you are doing well.
So far, so good. I can't even complain.
Beautiful, beautiful. This is our last session on this topic, at least for this week. So let's start it off with a word of prayer and get straight into it.
Thank you so much. Shall we pray? To our kind, gracious, and heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace, thanking you this afternoon as we're going to learn from your word. Please, God, speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Now, Pastor, how do we know when it's time to take action on God's will for our lives?
Thank you so much. How do we know that it's now time for us to take action for God's will in our lives? We have been talking about seeking God's will. So how can we know it's time to take action? It's when we have sought God's guidance and through prayer and the scripture. So after we have sought guidance from God through prayer and the scripture, God will actually tell us that you need to go forward. I remember that day they were at the Red Sea. Now they didn't know what to do. As they looked back, Pharaoh was approaching. As they looked side to side, there was a mountain. Then they cried to Moses. That cry signifies to us the cry to God. Moses cried to God and said, God, look, this is what people are doing, are saying. Then God told Moses that, go forward. So God actually speaks to us. So after we have done everything, seek his guidance through prayer and through the scriptures, we can actually know that we now need to go. Also, received confirmation from trusted friends, mentors, or spiritual leaders. Remember, I talked about consultation, whereby we said God speak to us, even through spiritual leaders, even through mentors. So after we have sought the confirmation, we are able to go forward. Then number three, which is the last one, when we feel a sense of peace and confidence in the direction we are taking. Remember, the presence of God gives peace. Jesus says in John 16, verse 33, the peace I leave with you. Even the Holy Spirit is called the Comforter, who comes and gives us peace. Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. So every decision that God is in it should give us peace. So there are three things we should consider when we are supposed to take action. Point number one, we said, after we have sought God's guidance through prayer and the scripture. Number two, after we have received confirmation from trusted friends, mentors, or spiritual leaders. Then lastly, when we feel a sense of peace and confidence in the decision we are about to make.
Sure. And then what are some practical steps then we can take to walk in obedience to God's direction?
The practical steps one may take is starting small and taking incremental steps of faith. What do I mean? I mean that we start small, you know, starting small as we proceed in the journey, because sometimes it's like when we are there at Jericho, this is the children of Israel, Joshua and the children of Israel, they've reached Jericho. As they are approached, the river was full. And God said to them, you know what? Go forward. Tell the priest to step into the water. So as the priest stepped into the water, the sea was parted. Mm. So sometimes we have to step, to take that small step of faith, even without knowing the next step, then God is able to part the Red Sea. So we've taken that small step first. Secondly, we need to seek accountability and support from others. Sometimes the path we are supposed to take according to God's will, you have discovered that God wants me to do this. But sometimes to you also, it's scary to you. That's why sometimes we need support. Remember, this is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is about to make a decision to go to the cross. We saw him taking James and John and Peter to say, guys, come on. There is a step I want to take. I need others. Mm. So Jesus took his disciples to him. So if Jesus would need somebody, you see, that's why you see at that in that particular day, the Bible says in the book of Luke, an angel came down from heaven and strengthened him. So we need support along the way. As we take these steps, let's find people who can support us. Mm. Another thing is that being intentional about scheduling time for prayer, scripture, and reflection. You know, as we try to seek God's will, we need to become intentional. Intentional in terms of what? Intentional in terms of creating the timetable, saving the time to say, okay, I want to seek God. I want to commune with God. So therefore, I'll put an alarm. I'll do whatever it takes to make sure that I am there. Mm. Another thing which is so important, which people might neglect, it is taking care of our physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. So being in good health is crucial when we are to communicate or when we are to live God's purpose or God's will in our lives. Why? 3 John verse 2 says, beloved, I wish above all that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospereth. Mm. So God's desire for me, he wants me to be in good health. So my question was, so why is it God you want me to be in good health? Because it is through the mind that God speaks to us. Mm. So once you don't have a healthy body, your mind will be feeble and your mind will be clogged. Then you cannot listen to what God is saying to you. So some of the decisions that God wants you to do, he wants you to be in good health. So therefore, let's take care of our health, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. So the three practical steps which one may take are, number one, I say you need to start small. Yes, don't start big. Mm-hmm. Start small. As you go there, your faith will grow like a seed of a mustard seed, which is so small. But as small as it is, God will accomplish with that small step greater things. Then number two, seek accountability and support from others. As you do that, be intentional about scheduling time, a prayer, scripture, and reflection. Mm. Then lastly, take care of your health.
All right. Powerful, powerful. Now, how does obedience to God's will impact our personal growth and faith journey?
Obedience to God's will, it can affect or impact our personal growth and faith. In number one, it increases faith and trust in God. You know, whenever you have obeyed, let me give this instance. You see, Cain and Abel, because Cain did not obey, when God came to him, angry. So therefore, without following God's will, people will have anger issues. That's another thing which we need to take note. Mm. So if you want to live a happy life without anger issues, we need to obey God's will. Now, when Adam and Eve have eaten the tree, that's Genesis chapter 3, because they've been disobedient, when God came to them, instead of them going to meet him, they started to run away from him. Why? because there is no longer a relationship. So obeying God's will makes you to await with eagerness the time you meet your God. Mm. So another thing is that obedience to God's will, it creates in us a greater self-awareness and humility. You know, you become humble. You become humble. Why? Because you understand that whatever I am doing, not I, but Christ. Mm. So therefore, every ounce of glory doesn't go to you, because you just say to yourself, I'm just a vessel in the hands of the great master player. You know, the moment when you understand that it is not the violin that plays the music, but it is the artist who plays the violin, then when you understand that you are just a violin in the hands of the master artist, you want glory, because you understand that, you know what? Whatever the sound which is coming from me, this harmonious sound which is coming from me, it is not my own doing. Somebody is playing the strings. Mm. You know, that is obedient to God's will. You know, it develops also spiritual discipline and habits. So most of us, the reason why we don't succeed in our lives, be it in any particular sphere, it is because we lack discipline. So being obedient to God's will, it creates this discipline. Why? Because you know what? They are not always every time when you feel like doing it. There are times when you don't feel like doing it. But being obedient to God's will, it pushes you. You do it even when you feel like to do it. That's why Paul says, when he was talking to Timothy, he says, you know what, brother? Preach the word in season and out of season. So Timothy would preach when he feels like preaching, and you would preach even when he don't like to preach. You preach because it is God's will for him to preach. So, you know, when we reach that obedience, we have discipline. Let me give an example of a student. A student, you read your books when you feel like reading, and you read your books when you don't feel like reading. Yeah. You read because it is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
So be it whatever profession God has called you to do it. You go to work, you go to work not because of the rewards you might gain at work. You know, there are times when things are not going to be fine, whether at work. There are times when you don't receive the salary you would want. There are times when you don't get the benefit you would want. But you continue with your duty. Why? Because I preach in season and out of season. Hey. I do it because I'm obedient. I'm doing it because somebody told me that this is my duty, not about the benefit or the rewards. I do it because I'm obedient to his will. Mm. Lastly, a deeper sense of purpose and meaning. You know, if you are obedient, this is how it impacts your life. It gives you a deeper sense of purpose. Somebody says, you know, if you don't have purpose, your hands will begin to live the moment when we discover our purpose. So if we don't have a purpose, you don't have a reason to wake up in the morning. Mm. But if you have a purpose, you have a reason to bath and go to work, because you know yourself that I have a purpose. I have meaning. I have value in this world. I have significance in this world. So the moment when you understand that you are doing God's will, these are the things that will change in your life. I said your faith in God will change. Your trust in God will change. I said also you have a greater self-awareness and humility. You will humble yourself. Another thing I talk about is spiritual disciplines and even in habits. I talked about a deeper sense of purpose. This is what Jesus says, you know, even when he's hungry. I mean, John chapter 4, The disciple says, let's find food to eat. Jesus said, you know what? My meat is to do God's will and to finish his work. Hey. You know, this is when you have this purpose. You know, you can't even eat until the work is done. You know, I want to say sometimes we are easily distracted because we are not obedient to God's will. If you're obedient to God's will, certain temptations that overcome us, we are going to overcome them.
Powerful. Yo. Now, what are some challenges, Pastor, that we face when we're trying to live out God's will, and how can we overcome those challenges?
The challenge, which I think is greater, it is what you call fear and uncertainty. Fear and uncertainty. I've said that sometimes God's will doesn't make sense.
Right.
Because if, let me give you an instance. Let me give an instance. They are there in the wilderness. And in chapter 16 of Exodus, they were there in the wilderness. Then the people of Israel cried to Moses, you know what, Moses? We have missed meat and garlic and onions.
Right.
We ate freely in Egypt.
Mm.
So these people, they had missed meat, you know, they had missed flesh. So now God said to Moses, I want to see what God told Moses. God said to Moses, go and tell the children of Israel that tomorrow you are going to eat meat. Now, this is God's will. So God's will is to tell Moses, tell these people that I'm going to provide meat in the wilderness. Now, if I was Moses, you become afraid.
Yeah.
Will God actually provide meat? Moses actually asked God. He said, you know what, God, I think you're mistaken here. I think you forgot how many people we have.
Mm.
I think you've forgotten how many flocks we have. Because if we kill all the flocks, and you're saying you're going to give them meat for a month, I think God has missed the calculations. So this is fear of uncertainty. So, but Moses had to go forward even without knowing how God is going to provide meat. You know, yeah. So fear of the uncertainty, fear of the unknown, fear of what will people say if it fails, fear of what will my peers say. So we all face those things, but sometimes we have to go forward even when we are afraid.
Amen.
Then secondly, resistance from others. You know, God speaks to you. We talked about Sarah and Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the incidents. If Abraham had to tell Sarah that God has asked me to sacrifice Isaac, we discover that Sarah would not allow that, isn't it?
Sure.
So because of that, God's will sometimes, it doesn't make sense to people.
Yeah.
I always tell people that if your dream doesn't scare you, God given.
Hey.
Everything that God given, it must be beyond your income. It must be beyond your ability. It must be beyond your capability. It must be beyond even your talents. You yourself, you must be scared. Later on, other people. So other people can be scared. So sometimes we fear. These are the challenge we have. We have resistance from others. Then lastly, self-doubt and confidence. Sometimes you have self-doubt. This is him. Yeah, Moses, go and deliver Israel. He said, no, God, I can't do it. You know, I stammer. Hey, blah, blah, blah. Tantrum.
Yeah.
This is what we are. Why is it the will of God? It overwhelms you. It must create this sense of you. So I'm saying this challenge of self-doubt, it's normal to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Reason, this is God's will. God's will can only be accomplished when God is going with you. So therefore, it must create self-doubt in you. So if you have self-doubt, I want to tell you, my brother, my sister, you are in the right track.
Hey.
So therefore, how do you overcome that now? It is by going to him and telling him, God, if you don't take me from this place, I'm not going. If you don't go with me, I'm not going. Because apart from you, God, I can do nothing.
Mm.
So the challenges are, number one, fear.
Mm.
Fear of uncertainty. Fear of the unknown. Number two, it is resistance from others.
Mm.
Then number three, self-doubt and the lack of confidence.
Sure.
Of which, when you reach this point of self-doubt and lack of confidence, I think you have reached that point to exemplify that God does not call the qualified, but God qualifies the call.
Amen.
So the moment when you feel unqualified, that is the moment when the Spirit of God enters you and enters you. So how do you overcome these challenges? How do you overcome these challenges? By going back to the one who have called you.
Mm.
Going back to him, because whom he calls, he qualifies. If he gives vision, he has provision.
Amen.
God will make sure that whomever he have called, the plan he has with you, he will make sure that it reaches its success. because it is him. Because if it fails, it's not you who have failed. If it fails, it is him who have failed. One thing I have known about this God, in his vocabulary, there's nothing called failure. It doesn't fail.
Amen. 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 Pastor, we've run out of time, but I really want us to get into this final question, which is, how can we celebrate and acknowledge God's work in our lives, especially when we see his will being fulfilled through our obedience? We've taken that step. We were not sure if we should. We had all that self-doubt, but we went ahead and we still obeyed him nonetheless. How do we then celebrate and acknowledge his work in our lives?
We do it by expressing gratitude and praise to God.
Okay.
We say, you know what, God? At that moment, God, I couldn't go forward. But I just do it. I did it anyhow.
Mm.
Thank you. Glory be to God.
Amen.
So, the sense of success will not say, I have done it. We'll say, we have done it.
Yes.
God, thank you. Number two, you start to share your testimony with others. Sharing your testimony. Brothers and sisters, this is what the Lord has done for us. You know me, friends, I was in doubt. You know me, friends, I couldn't take it anymore. But I persevered through the power of God.
Amen.
Reflecting also faithfulness and goodness. Mm. You should not forget his goodness and his abundance. Lastly, which is so important, which I think is important. If we miss this one, we've missed the mark.
Okay.
Continuing to see God's guidance and direction for future steps.
Mm.
You know, when you have reached what I call success, sometimes that's when we fall down.
Mm.
Why? Because we stop seeking God's guidance for the next step.
Hey.
I am there. I am there. We have just conquered Jericho. The walls have come trembling down. We are there. We are so victorious. And there is another city we are approaching. It is called Ai. And the Ai, it's a very small city. And the people, instead of going back to God and say, God, we are now going to Ai. People say, do you know what, friends? Jericho, a stronghold, has come down. Therefore, let's go and attack Ai.
Yeah.
We are going to gain victory. But do you know what happened? They were beaten.
Sure.
They suffered heavy losses at Ai, a small city. Reason, they failed to continue to seek God for the next step.
Mm.
So, what am I simply saying? I'm saying, let's continue in seeking God.
Amen.
If he has parted the Red Sea, there is another challenge. Though it might appear to be small, let us not lean on our own understanding.
Amen.
Let's continue in the same humility to know that it's not I, but it's Christ. The moment we lose our sight, we take our sight from him, like Peter, we begin to sink. So let us not remove our eyes from Jesus Christ. It's not our ability to walk on water. It is because Jesus is with us.
Amen.
That's why we succeeded.
Sure. Powerful. Powerful. My pastor, I must thank you so much for coming through this entire week and sharing such incredible gems of wisdom and from the Word of God, just to help us, to guide us, and to lead us to trust in his will for our lives. Would you please close for us in prayer?
Shall we pray? Dear Father, our prayer and plea is that, Lord, may you please help us.
Mm.
We have come to conclusion that doing your will is not easy. Sometimes we have to do it in season. Sometimes we have to do it out of season. We have to do it because that the path you have chosen for us. Father, sometimes after gaining victory, we may forget about you. Help us to continue seeking you for every step. Because, dear Father, every day has got its new challenges. Every day has got new victories to win. Help us to continue to seek you. That's our prayer. We praise you and we want to thank you with everybody who have been listening, who have been following through. I want to believe that, dear Father, in this journey with you, they're going to celebrate with you, dear Father. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, my pastor. God bless you. Have a wonderful Sabbath ahead.
God bless you so much.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.